T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, rolling into hour number two. Good to have you with us. What's on tap, courtesy of Side Pockets? Let's get into the Olympics because they are fast approaching, or are they? Are we holding our collective breath on this, Jacob, or are we damn the torpedoes full speed ahead? Let's go. Olympics come what may, or what may not. Who knows?
You know, I guess we just have to roll with it, like everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so
right? It's
so unfortunate that we have to do it again, but, you know, we kind of have to just do it again, I think, I'm afraid. It's been... We're 18 months in, and we're all tired, and it's sort of just smacking us in the face here again. And
it is.
I hate it, and the Olympics are going to, you know, they've already had the delay and all of these things, and their timing is bad again now, and I don't know what the right answer is. I really don't know what the right answer is, other than...
Well, I mean, you've got Zach Levine now... Now you're not going. They're taking 8 basketball players, the United States. Unless my math is wrong, they're taking 8 basketball players with them to Tokyo now. In Levine's case, they're hoping that they can get him back in time to play, well, probably not to play France, but hopefully to play later in the tournament. But the... And it's not like high percentages of athletes are testing positively when you stop to consider the tens of thousands of athletes that are going to be descending on Tokyo. But that's all happening here in the next few days.
I mean, you're getting vaccinated athletes testing positive, which is sort of
that's societally right?
This Delta variant, while people who are vaccinated are not getting severely ill. Almost every doctor we've talked to here who is near the hospitals are telling us the hospitalized patients are almost exclusively unvaccinated, other than some people mm-hmm. who have immunocompromised systems that don't, you know, that the vaccine doesn't work as well for. But people with the vaccine are getting sick or getting the virus. And that's what's going to make this challenging, is testing is such a big part of what we're doing, is because, you know, we thought we could get to the point where it was pretty much, you know, vaccinate yourself and you're good. And if you don't, you don't. But we were also warned about these variants and the impact they could have. And this one's a strong, you know, it's a worse strain, and it's doing its thing. And, you know, all I can do is pray that we don't have the death totals that we had in the winter, and our hospitals don't get overwhelmed again. And we just keep trying to provide the world a way to protect itself, I guess. I really don't know anymore what to do. I don't know.
Yeah, right. It's a difficult proposition, made much more complex by these variants, and in particular the Delta variant. But I think it's interesting and notable that the head of the organizing committee for Tokyo, what, 3-4 days out now, has not taken the possibility of canceling the games off the table. It surprised me a little bit that that would still be something or other that that they might bring to the fore. And were you surprised, or are you surprised? And we pointed this out yesterday. Only 3.9% of Japan has been vaccinated. 3.9%. That
Very
seems
surprised.
Really low to me.
I don't know if it's because of lack of access to the vaccine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or if there's a hesitancy issue. I don't know the culture enough and know enough about it to know which that is. But all we do know is that it's very low, and that's why I think a large portion of the population there is against having the Olympics right now. And I get that. I get that. Totally do. It's bringing a lot of people in, and I, you know, just people got to protect themselves. I don't know.
So far there are 67 infections for those that are Olympic related, people coming in from the outside. 67 so far. The next 2 days, 3 days are going to be the main traffic for athletes, support staff, personnel coming into Tokyo. It all started this morning in earnest. It's likely, I mean, I guess if you've got 67 cases to this point that are directly Olympic related, it's logical to assume that as more and more people come in, that that number is going to continue to grow. Is it enough to shut down the Olympics? I don't know. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
I mean, if you shut them down now, you almost just have to cancel them for this.
Right.
We just don't have a games. This games doesn't exist, and I understand that that's the challenge of it. That's the big challenge of it. And do you want to, and the athletes? I imagine if you pulled the athletes that are going, they are willing to take the risks.
Right.
Absolutely.
I think they
we
would
know what
be.
The risks
I would
are.
Agree.
We don't want to lose these games. The problem is, like everything with this pandemic, what makes it so dadgum hard is it's not just the risk to the individual that have to be considered in the interest of public health. That's why it's been hard for schools. That's why it's been hard for businesses. That's why it's hard for local governments and everybody. If it was as simple as, well, you take your chance with this virus or you take the vaccine and we're done. But it's not that simple, of course.
No.
Because what you decide could have a ripple effect on so many other people. And that's always been the challenge of COVID. It's not a black or white issue. It's very much a gray issue that we're not really accustomed to in our society, and it's hard to deal with. And I mean, I don't know, and I don't know what the good answers ever are. I really don't. We all choose to take the steps we take, but when you're talking about the Olympics, you've got people from what was the one thing that universally was done in the height of it was to just shut down international travel because it's easier to manage. There's no more beacon of international like travel and interaction than the Olympics.
Right. Absolutely. Well, anyway, I'm not sure which is a bigger story, coronavirus at the Olympics or the Olympics. You can't have one without the other, I guess, at this particular point. So we will continue to see how that plays out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Game 5, NBA, or Game 6, rather, NBA Championships tonight. We talked about it. The team that wins on the road first is going to have a mega advantage, and the Bucks stole it with, Paul and I talked about this, one of the most memorable plays in NBA Finals history, Jacob. I think as long as we live, that play, Jrue Holiday stripping Devin Booker of the ball and then going down the court and instead of pulling it out and running clock, in very brave fashion, rolls out a lob pass that Giannis takes, dunks, and one, which sets up a play that hasn't been talked about, and that's the tap back off the miss of the free throw to retain possession. But be that as it may, an unbelievable finish to a series that has now produced two pretty good games in a row, both of which have gone against Phoenix in kind of similar fashions, where their star guards were not able to make plays, despite the fact that in Devin Booker's case in both games, he's been unbelievable. Averaging better than 40 points in those two games. But man, unable to make the play in the last 25, 26 seconds of the game, and the Bucks steal one and go back home now with a chance to win it. You talk about a sudden reversal of fortunes. Good for the Bucks. Here we are, a chance to win a championship for the first time in 50 years.
And we thought, you know, it's getting to the point we thought it would be at when the series started, which was that the Bucks were probably a little bit more talented, and these games would be close. We've seen that in the last two games when the Bucks stars now are coming out in two games in a row, all three of them. And that's been a lot for Phoenix to handle. Now, if Phoenix can counter and you've got a big game from Chris Paul and Booker, or, you know, and Ayton's consistent, then Phoenix could absolutely go into Milwaukee and win a game. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that it could happen. Whether it does happen,
sure,
you got to do it in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's playing really
well. They've won a road game in every series that they've played to this point. This is the only one that so far they have not forged a road win. So, yeah.
I've had such a hard time predicting this series. I don't know what to predict tonight. I don't know what to predict. Do you?
No.
Can you tell me how Holiday and Middleton will play? Can you predict that?
People have talked about the Bucks defensively creating difficult shots for the Suns to make, but I would counter that with, well, wait a minute, Devin Booker's had 40 in each of the last two games. How much defense is really being played? I mean, is he just getting it all on his own? Now, defense is being played at the right time, and Devin Booker made a tough decision that it's hard to rail against him for, but he went into it basically triple. He went into a triangle and turned around and got the ball stripped, and that's probably what we'll remember him for in that game, more than the 40 points that he had to even put Phoenix in a position to win the game. He had a couple of unbelievable shots in the comeback just to get the game back to a position where they could have won it with a last shot. But no, you're right. It's been a very unpredictable, difficult to who knows? The one thing that I'm sure of is that Giannis will have a telling factor in this game because he's been big in every game that he's played. So we know that.
Every game in the entire postseason.
Right.
I can't believe his consistency. I mean, the story of these games, whichever it is going to be Middleton and Holiday. I mean, Milwaukee's strategy offensively is pretty clear. One of those three guys is going to take the shot. I mean, they just haven't put a lot of shots. And I don't. That's a good strategy. It's worked the last two games. But they are clearly going to run through those three guys and live or die by it. Phoenix spreads it around a little bit more. And they've got to have, I mean, in game five, all three of their stars had good games.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul had 21 points, 11 assists. Ayton had 20 and 10. And obviously, you talked about Booker. They all had good games. But that goes back to Milwaukee's really talented. They're Middleton, Holiday, Giannis, high level players with experience here. And so it makes it tricky. And in the one game, you know, where really all six of those guys played well, right? Game five. It was a coin flip kind of a game. That's why I have from before the series ever started. I don't have a good feel for the series. And nothing, I don't expect anything. It just sort of take the game as it happens. And I don't know, maybe I should pretend like I can make a prediction. It would be total make-believe because I couldn't tell you. I would predict Devin Booker has another good game and Giannis has another good game. And you know, we'll kind of see from there. But I don't know how you predict if Chris Paul comes out and plays lights out. I don't know how you tell if Middleton and Holiday play the way that they played in Game 5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you tell that.
Has the NBA moved forward with this finals? Has it had the intended effect of creating energy, curiosity in the NBA with two teams that I don't think you probably thought would be there? Maybe you thought Milwaukee had a chance to be there. Phoenix would have been a bit of a stretch, but here we are. Has it been satisfying? Has it been good for the NBA?
Good for the NBA, I don't know. Has it been satisfying? I would say no, and I don't know why that is. I think because it got off to a, you know, kind of a up and down start. Those games weren't great games. This series and this finals needed to survive on every game being really competitive to the end.
Right.
And we've gotten that lately, but we didn't get it in the beginning, and I think that sort of deflated the momentum because we had that the entire postseason up into the finals. And then the series just kind of wasn't that good early on. It's gotten good, but like I'll be honest, for me tonight, I'm gonna watch the Aftershocks game.
Yeah, that a boy. Okay, I'll go with the NBA and with an eye on the Aftershocks certainly. But I would say this: I think that it can be saved. I'm talking about the NBA Finals can be saved with a tight game that Phoenix wins tonight. This isn't a preference for me. I don't care. Don't have a dog in the fight. Really don't. But if this series can go back for a game seven in Phoenix after a tight game tonight that the Suns find a way to win, then I think all of a sudden you get monster attention paid to a final game seven, which would be what, on a Thursday night or is it Friday? I can't remember which night it would be on, but I think that you could really save the series. And I think that's the only way it could happen. Even if Milwaukee wins tonight in a tight game, an exciting game, I tend to agree with you. I don't think the series has lived up to the expectations because I think the expectations were high going in. You had three games that were kind of that really weren't very interesting. And the last two games have been very interesting, very competitive. We've had a great moment. We've certainly the strip and the lob has. Yeah, absolutely. We have had a couple of really good moments.
The Giannis dunk, yeah.
Yeah, you can make the argument we've had two historic plays in this NBA Finals. But we'll see how the thing plays out because I don't think it's quite there yet in terms of can't miss TV, can't miss NBA Finals. The NBA, by the way, is going to retain the play-in, which I think is I kind of like the play-in, where the 7 and 10s and the 8 and 9s play for the last two spots in the conference playoffs. I think that's good for the NBA. I was interested with all of the feedback from the Players Association, or at least from LeBron and a few others that have very loud voices and didn't like this format, that the Players Association apparently has gone along with it. So at least for next year, we're going to have the play-ins to the playoffs. Now, remember, next year we're planning on going back to 82 instead of 72 games. The season is going to be longer, but it will also be played out over a longer period of time. It won't be quite as congested. this year was a challenge because you played so deep. You played another, 85 or 6 days into the bubble before it, and then you had a season that was played in a much shorter amount of time, so maybe the season gets to breathe a little bit. But I do like the play-in quality at the end. Why is it that leagues go kicking and shouting into trying different things to improve the postseason? I think it makes that round makes it more interesting.
It makes it more interesting. It was just a game to watch. It's like the wild card play-in game. Mm-hmm. Is it going to shatter ratings records? No, it might. It depends on the teams, but it's something. It's interesting. It doesn't hurt anything. Right now it's a little harder to swallow pride for the players because they're going to get another short off season before a long season, and then they'll finally be able to catch up on what would be a normal mm-hmm. grind, right? But it's going to take a minute. So
no
I'm
question.
With you. I it was fine. It didn't. I didn't. There's nothing egregious about it that you're like, we don't ever need to do that again. It was good, and for a lot of people, it was great. If you're a team, if you're a fan of the teams playing in it, it's probably unbelievable and a mm-hmm. wonderful experience. That's fine. It's just like, you know what it is? Exactly like the NCAA play-in games. Do they add something to it? For some people, they do. For those fan bases, they certainly do. For the general population, probably not. People tune in the first Thursday of the tournament. For the NBA play-in, does it totally do it for everybody? Absolutely not. Does it do it for the teams that are involved and their fan bases? Absolutely. And are there some people who just love basketball that'll tune in? Sure. It's about the same thing. And there's nothing – the playing games haven't hurt the NCAA tournament or anything about it. It's just more opportunities to watch basketball.
Yeah, no question. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, let's get into a little bit of baseball. Let's get into Peyton and Eli Manning coming your way in an alternate broadcast for Monday Night Football. Is Peyton Manning the most interesting and diverse person in all of sports? Right now, a little OTD coming courtesy of your friends from Superior Rents as we roll towards the end of the show. Still plenty to get to. Jacob Albrock, yours truly. Chad Chambers producing Sports Daily on a Tuesday right here exclusively on your station for sports, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.